Yes, good morning. This is Brother Marlon again here. Inspiration. Praise the Lord, this is Friday. Time is going extremely fast for me. And I bless the Lord for that. As if many of you, if you have been listening in, beginning of the week, would know that I had shared and have been sharing things that God is teaching me. Since my wife has passed away beginning of March, leaving me with three children. And a question a lot of you might have, how is it to grieve the loss of one you love? It's a very understandable question. God has given me grace without measure. I did do a teaching there, if you call it a teaching on faith, and what God is showing me, a teaching on grace and what God has given me, a teaching on mercy and how much He has given me, and also a teaching on surrender and how God has led me through surrendering my will to His will. Not easy. I do want to, this morning, give you a little bit of an insight of walking with God in the middle of heartaches and to bring it off myself and into your life a little bit more. If it's not heartaches, hardships. We all have our problems. We all have our struggles. About when you think you're pretty bad off, there's somebody who always has a worse problem than you. Even in my situation where I have three precious children and no mother, there are worse situations than mine. Just to give you a little bit of an insight of what God has done for me, where He has taken me, and what He has showed me. Yes, there have been times of deep, heart-wrenching, despairing, wanting to give up, even asking God to just take me because I no longer had the strength or even the wanting to go on. I was tired of it. And there's one time in particular, and it actually brought me to a place where I was kind of scared. And the Lord faithfully brought me my attention to this verse. I'm going to read the verse, and then I'm going to read the context because it says here, in 2 Corinthians 1, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life." The word despair means to give up. So here you can see that Paul was despairing of life. Paul, the man of God, the man who wrote half the New Testament, was despairing of life, and it was a great comfort to me at that moment. And I just said, "Lord, take care of me. You knew I would be here. You know where I'm going. Take care of me." I do want to read the context, and then I want to show you how God has helped me through this heartbreaking situation. Beginning 2 Corinthians chapter 1 in verse 3. "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort." Well, forget that, the God of all comfort. It doesn't matter. If you're a child of God, if you truly are born again, He is the God of all comfort. And I testify that as truth. "Who comforteth us in all our tribulations." We all know what the "all" word means. It means everything. All tribulations. "That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." That has been a true reality in my life. when things get tough, God usually leads by divine appointment or my own get up and going, leads me to somebody else who needs to be comforted. And I will simply share with them what God is doing in my life. And it comforts me and it encourages them. The Bible is true. Very true. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abound by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And I testify that is truth. I've been afflicted, but it's for my salvation. Not just my salvation. It has brought me to a place where I never dreamed I could be. I had some sins that were some petty things in my life that I just struggled with time and time again. The Lord has done a great work in my life in that area. But not just my salvation. It has worked to other people's salvations. There's been for sure 4 people that we know of that have got born again because of my wife's death. And that is extremely encouraging to me because I know she died for the souls of men. It is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the endurance of the same suffering which we also suffer. But whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation, and our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that you are partakers in the sufferings, so shall ye also be of the consolation. And then it comes to the verse 8, where it speaks, for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia. This is talking directly about Paul and his travel. But we can associate this into our everyday life. We could word it like this, for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in this world, in this life, that we were pressed out of measure, a very, very uncomfortable place to be, above strength. In my weakness, God is strong. Very true. Above strength. I have been pressed above, out of measure and above strength. There's been times I have absolutely no strength. Absolutely not. There was absolutely nothing I could do but lay on the floor and cry and ask God to take care of me. It's heart-wrenching. The agony of losing a loved one. But it's simply me looking to God by faith, saying, Lord, you've done this for the souls of men. I accept it. I've come to a place where I accepted it. My wife accepted that she looked like she was going to die. Because of that, I could accept it. Brother, sister, friends, whoever's listening, if you fear death, you're not born again. And I can say that with the truth. My wife wanted to die. She wanted to go be with Jesus. She had absolutely no fear of dying. And then the last word she said was, Jesus, come take me home. I want to die. And if you can't say that and say, Jesus, come take me home. I want to die. I can't wait till I die. You're not born again. I can say that of a truth. You're not born again. There's a high percentage that you're not. Because God gives you peace. He gives you comfort. He gives you consolation. He gives you hope. He gives you a peace that passes all understanding. And you will not be able to wait till you can die and go to heaven. But we have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God that raises the dead. That's why we can have that perfect assurance of salvation. We're not trusting in ourselves. It's not something we muster up. Faith is not something you muster up. Faith is something you do. You believe in God. Our trust isn't in ourselves, but in God, who raises the dead, who delivers us from a great death, and does deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. He offers a helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many people, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. Here's a very powerful scripture in the Bible. If you're going through a hard time, and you know you're a child of God, if you're going through a hard time and you don't know if you're a child of God, then bring yourself to repentance. See yourself as a sinner. All men have sinned. There's none right. We're all sinners. And we all need Jesus. We all need the blood of Jesus. We don't need some religion. We need the blood of Jesus. We need the cross. It's called repentance of our sins. Confession. If you're a child of God, I can promise you, it doesn't matter what you're going through. The easiest way to get through your hard times is to simply comfort somebody else with what God is showing you. Last evening, I went to visit a friend. And I was able to use, we were talking, he began to come under conviction about something. And he shared with me what his conviction was. And I was able to share with him what God has showed me in the exact same situation. And by God's grace, that brother now has perfect peace in his heart. What I'm trying to say is, if you're dealing with something, if you're talking to somebody and you begin, and they're dealing with something in their hearts, you can comfort them because God has comforted you. If you're not a child of God, what I just said won't make sense. But if you're a child of God, you can believe that God will use you to comfort other people in your hardships, in your heartaches, in your hard times. Do not waddle in self-pity. Do not feel sorry for yourself. Do not get discouraged. Don't be oblivious to Satan's tactics. He will try to discourage you. He will try to make you feel helpless. He will try to tell you you don't know what you're doing. He will try to persuade you. You simply need to look to God and say, I by faith believe that you will take care of me. How do you grieve the loss of a loved one? My testimony, in short, in clear words, is I comfort other people with the comfort that God has given me. God bless each one of you. I want to just encourage everybody who's listening. Shoot high. Go for the gold. Don't just be satisfied with where you're at. God has greater things for you. He wants to show you. And I guarantee if you come before the Lord and say, Lord, I want to know you in a deeper way. Whatever it takes, I want to know you in a deeper way. If you have a sincere heart, he will show you in a deeper way. And he will come to you, and he will take you in a deeper way. And you will never regret it. I promise you that. But God bless each one of you.